So here we are, just a bit over 2 months from the upcoming midterm elections. You know, the sort of civic engagement activity that even in presidential election years manages to attract only about 60% of the eligible voters, when we're lucky. And of course, significantly less than a majority during off-year midterm elections. And yes, on the surface, no truly national elections appear to be on the agenda. Merely ballot boxes that fail to offer candidates for either a president or vice president. True, there are a lot of national offices up for grabs, positions from congressional representatives to senators, but no unifying battles over this or that potential president that can so excite even the most apathetic voter. In fact, surprisingly so, given that midterm elections are more local, their personalities better known, so much so that one would think they would arouse more rather than less voter participation. But of course, that is not the case. Indeed, considerably less than a majority of eligible Americans usually show up at midterm polls. And that may well be the case this November, unless Americans as a people begin to appreciate that this midterm, this election, is unlike any other in modern American history. Indeed, what we have looming before us is a two-stage national election that begins in November with a distinctively binary vote that culminates in January, when the only two votes likely to substantially impact America's future will take place in the halls of Congress, when those in the House of Representatives and the Senate vote on which party controls the majority. Indeed, November's election has become as binary as any presidential election, precisely because for the first time in American history, we have seen in the emergence of Donald Trump as president, a leader who clearly has no respect for the very institutions from the free press to the Justice Department that have been at the root of American freedoms, literally the media's historic responsibility to reveal malfeasance at the highest level, and the Justice Department, especially the FBI's power, to ensure that no one is above the law. And of course, Donald Trump is not on the ballot. That man who would praise Russia's murderous dictator, Vladimir Putin, while denigrating one of the greatest Republican leaders of our times, John McCain. However, it is just as true that Donald Trump is merely one person, and while he is clearly holding one of the most powerful positions in the world, the American presidency does not have the autocratic power of those he so often showers with praise, from North Korea's Kim Jong-un to Putin's Russia. No, the reality is that American presidents only have real influence, especially domestically, insofar as those in the legislative branch empower them. In short, Donald Trump is not on the ballot this November, but those who enable and empower him clearly are. And in that context, our so-called midterm elections have become a national election, and the choice is as binary as any presidential election in American history, between Trump enablers and those who would resist his corrupt and deeply authoritarian bent. And yes, there certainly may well be Republicans running that might be better prepared to serve than some of their Democratic opponents. But in our upcoming two-part binary election, none of that matters. Indeed, only that one ultimate vote matters, that January 2019 vote on who will constitute the majority in the two houses of Congress. An election between Republicans who continue to empower Donald Trump's efforts to trash more than two centuries of the American experiment with democracy. Indeed, those who have allowed Congress to become some sort of rubber stamp legislature, so common in dictatorships around the world, and the Democrats, that is, those who are committed to returning Congress to its constitutionally mandated role as a healthy check on the White House.